Let's begin. Parashas Kisavo. Okay, this week, Rabbi Isai, let's begin. Okay, this week is a long parasha, Parashas Kisavo. This week we have the Teichacha. Okay, we have the Teichacha. Parashas Kisavo is a Teichacha is a very powerful Teichacha. It's very long. Teichacha 2.0, there are 98 klolos in the Teichacha. 98 klolos, it's a very, very frightening Teichacha. It's written in the Lashon Yochid. There are two Teichachas, and there are really four Teichachas in the Torah, but the two major ones are Parashas Kukukosai, Teiras Kehanim, and the Teichacha of Parashas Kisavai. And there are many differences between them. And one of the major differences is that Parashas Kukukosai is written in the Lashon Rabin. All of the curses are written in the Lashon Rabin. And in Parashas Kisavo, the curses are written B'loshem Yochid. So is that a Milo or a Chesaron? That's a big question. Number two, the Teicha in Parashas Kisavo in B'chukosai is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas the Teicha in Parashas Kisavo are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Teicha from a human being. So what's worse? So you could argue the entire day back and forth, what's worse, what are the differences? Well, the Teichacha of a human being, in essence, can be worse than the Teichacha of Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has Rachmanis from the day is over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world, when Hashem gives Musar, the Musar is laced, it is built upon a foundation of Racham. But a human being does not necessarily have that koyach. A human being can be, there is a kiyetze leif adam ramenuda. It comes from a human being, it can be more dangerous. We spoke to you about this once, about this idea, about, you know, where did the coronavirus originate? So when it first broke out, they said that it's a davar pashut ad ma'od, that it's a natural occurrence. It's a natural occurrence. There are diseases in this world which go from animals to human beings, pandemics, and anyone that would dare say otherwise is a traitor, is a conspiracy theorist, and is a you name it, like all of the evil things you can possibly say. So everyone was very, very quiet. Now, listen, I don't know very much, but now it seems that it's a legitimate possibility. It's a legitimate possibility that it was human, it was manufactured by human beings. It's an accident, not an accident, I don't know, but it's accepted. I'm not trying to, it's conspiracy theories. I think you all read the news, and it's you're not going to be banned for saying that there's a possibility that it did come from a human being. It was manufactured by a human being in a laboratory. What's the chiluk? What difference does it make? The tsaras are the same tsaras. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? The difference is the teichacha. Is this a teichacha corona of Parshas Bichukosai? Or is this a teichacha of Parshas Kisava? If corona is a natural occurrence, it happens in this world that diseases that are found in animals, they jump and they attach themselves to human beings and cause SARS. It's Hashem's world. So Hashem made this world what?
It's Zira, whatever that is. It's Hashem.
Okay, but that's not the focus on this, but it's part of Teva. In Teva, there are natural disasters. There are earthquakes, there are tornadoes, there are thunderstorms. That's the way Hashem made their volcanoes. It's a natural thing. Hashem created the world. We have no understanding of why, you know, why things happen. People living in a certain country, all of a sudden there's a horrible earthquake and terrible things happen. People die. There's a tsunami. We don't know, but this is part of the Bria. It's part of Hashem's Bria. Why does it happen? Was it preventable? No one's going to give you an answer for this. And then there are things that human beings are evil, and they create weapons, and they use the weapons against other people. And Chazal say, even though many times things happen by accident, Chazal make it very clear. You learn Bava Kama. Arboha Avos Nizakim. There are four types of Mazikim in the world. Shor, Bor, Mave, Heve. First Mishnah Masechta, Bava Kama. What is Mave? So Machlekes in the Gemara. And according to one opinion, it means Adam Hamazik. Adam Hamazik. And the Gemara says, Adam is the worst of the worst. Adam Muad Le'olam. Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein Or, Bein Yosha, whether he's awake, whether he's sleeping, accident, not accident. An Adam, stay away from man. Social distancing. Stay far away from man. Adam is an Adam Hamazik. An ox, you can go to the zoo and pet the ox. He's not going to do anything to you. But Adam, Adam Hamazik is Adam Muad Le'olam. We're suffering from a curse. No one can deny the fact that Corona is a curse. Is Corona a curse from the Toicha of Parshas Bichu Kosai? Or is Corona a curse from Parshas Kisavai? Parshas Bichu Kosai is Ribbono Shel'Olam. These are his words. He made the world, he made the rules, and there's a Toicha. All of the klalos in the world are rooted in the Toichacha. Parshas Kisavai is a Toichacha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, get your act together. Get your act together, because you're not going to get your act together, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And I'm going to take the law into my own hands and tell you to straighten you people out. Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu is representing the koyach of Adam. Adam Mu'ud Le'olam. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu mipiv anuchoyin. But it's a toichicha of an Adam. So what is Corona? Is Corona a natural occurrence? Then it's from B'chu Kosai. If Corona is a product of man, there's some evil men playing games and not taking precautions and doing things they should not have been doing to begin with. And then there was either an accident or there was, who knows, or no one's going to know. No one's ever going to know what exactly happened. If it's even true, I don't know. Is it true? Is it not true? No one really knows. Whatever it is, but it's not. You're not going to get banned for saying that there's a real possibility that this is a din of Adam Hamazik. Mm-hmm. That means it's rooted in this week's parsha. And what is it? And what's the nafkamina? My nafkamina. Okay, so you can darsh. I mean, hashkafically, you know, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Makes a difference. Go hide. Go hide in the basement. Go, you know, take care of what you did. Do what you need to do. Each person, whatever they need to do. Everyone, whatever you feel is the right thing to do, whatever your doctor, whole, you do what you need to do. But
okay, so. Interesting. Regula of Darshan, they pasuk say Sukkot Zimra every day. Hu Hashem Lokeinu b'chol ha'aretz b'shmecho. That why the whole Oris Mishpoto was Ki Hashem Lokeinu. I mean, there's still a lot to have exactly what it is. But, I mean, meaning that all Oris Mishpoto, all these things are happening is Mishpil Yisrael.
Of course, everything happens in this world is Mishpil Yisrael. The whole, whatever happens in the world is Mishpil Yisrael.
The battles, verses that
everything happens.
Keeps them busy.
Every earthquake is each other. Everything is Mishpil Yisrael. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm whole.
So are you saying? Excuse me. Albeck's critical edition has the Zikin.
Okay. The Zikin. Okay. The Zikin. Thank you.
After the Zion.
Okay.
You're saying that a man's curse is worse than Hashem.
Well, this now, once we have this idea, I'm going to try to lay out the foundation.
Yes, but because Hashem is more merciful.
Exactly. Exactly. So now, after
we have Josh's comment on the iron in the sky and the copper on the earth, that Moshe is more merciful.
Moshe is more merciful. Okay, exactly. And that's exactly what I'm trying to bring out. That there are different elements. When you study the Teichach on Parshas Kisavo, in contrast to the Teichach on Parshas Bichukosai, you can have a lot of different opinions. What's worse? I mean, L'may Nafkamina, I don't know L'may Nafkamina, I really don't know, but there are Nafkaminas. Yeah, the more I'm not prepared, you know, to delve into all these Nafkaminas, I don't know them. But this is something which is discussed again and again. Why is it necessary for there to be a double Teichach? Is it not enough for Hashem to the parish to the Kosai? So the answer is no, it's not. Because what appears in Parashas with the Kosai is lacking. There are certain things that are absent, and they need to be filled in with the Teichach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what Moshe Rabbeinu presented is also lacking and needs to be filled in with what it says in Parashas Bichukosai. What are the differences? Well, we start off with two little differences. Anything that Hashem does is Rachamim. Hashem hu Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Hashem Yudkei Vavkei is Midas HaRachamim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Yudkei Vavkei. Elokeinu is Midas Hadin. Hashem Echad. You cannot separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Din and Rachamim. Every time in this world there is Din, there's Rachamim. Rachamim is part of the Din. But you don't say that by a human being. When a Bezdin has a trial and the verdict is this person is Chayiv Misa, there's no Rachamim. That's it, it's over. If Bezdin concludes this person is a murderer, they take him out and they kill him. And the person can be saying to him all he wants and can be begging for Rachamim, with all of his money, do all of the chesed, it's not going to make a difference. You can do vidu, say vidu the whole day. But Beis Din is obligated. There's a court case. Witnesses come and they testify. The Doidish V'chaker, a thorough investigation, and the Dorashla V'chakar Tehetev, and he's guilty. You're guilty. There's nothing we can do for you to save you from the din.
And
Hashem is a vidu of the Rachman. He, when a person died, there is rachamim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises din in Hashem Hu Elokim. So that's a nafkamina. There is the Teich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mole rachamim. I think it says Hashem's name in the Teich 26 times. Wait, what place it says Hashem's name? I'm a little confused. Okay, but any of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racham. When it comes to a human being, you don't say that principle. On the other hand, when it says the Teich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says the B'loshon Rabin. Soras Rabin, Chatzi Nechama, on one hand. When the Rabin suffer together, that's a Nechama. When a Yochid suffers, it's much worse. But Mitzad Sheni, when only a Yochid suffers, there's only that much you can suffer because it's only a Yochid. When the Rabin suffers, the sum is greater than the parts. You can darshan the whole day. Everything has its unique elements. Each the Teich of B'chukosai is one type of Teich. The Teich of Parshas Kisavo is a different. It has its strong points and has its weak points. And each one fills in what the other one is lacking. So when you look at a tzara like this, something unprecedented in world history like this, where it's a situation where there's a very real possibility that what has happened is not an act of God. I mean, everything is minas shamayim, everything is basher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this to happen, and obviously he wanted this to happen for whatever reason, we'll never ever know. But it was done via a human being, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was not saying this on his own. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu says, up in Ruach HaKodesh, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is every Ruach HaKodesh. But Chumash Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu has a little bit of input, into what he says. Whereas Taras Kohanim is pure, straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in this world, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is a shtickel element of a human being involved. And that totally changes the equation. And all the Mefarshim discuss that equation. And when you look at the curse that we're going through in this world, in all of its dimensions, every tsar is rooted in the Teichacha. There are two Teichachas. Which one is it? Is it rooted in Bichukosai, or is in Kisava, Lamai Nafgamina. I don't know. Practically speaking, for us, it doesn't make a difference, right? It doesn't really make a difference. Practically, I can't find a Nafgamina. But obviously, there is. There is a Nafgamina. And being that we're coming now this week is Parshas Kisava. And Parshas Kisava deals with what's been Bidei Adam. Last year, this time, you were still censored if you would say that it came from a human being. Okay, in the world, it was censored. No, you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to say that it's a possibility that it came from the world. Now it's not a crime to say that. Now it's accepted this week. You know, this week, everything's b'hashacha. It's not a coincidence that this week was the end of the 90 days. There was a commission that was appointed to investigate the shoresh of where did it come from. They had this commission, 90 days. This week was the deadline. And they pressed the press secretary, pun intended. No, the 90 days is up. We want the report. I don't know. We'll get it eventually to you. So finally, the next day, they came out. Yeah, we have a report. Basically, we don't know, which basically means, I don't know means, we know, right? Isn't that really what it means? We don't know, which basically means, but it does, one thing it does say, you're not going to silence you for saying, last year this time, you would say, oh, no, it's a natural event. Now, no, we don't know. So we're coming now to Parashas Kisavon with an acknowledgement, now for the very first time, that, you know, what we're going through is rooted, the veld is not here publicly, that the tzara is rooted in this week's parasha. It's hafech b'hafech, the whole Torah, everything. L'may nafkemina, for us, it's a blessing in disguise for us now. Because why do we read the toichacha before Rosh Hashanah? Why did Chazal arrange the parashas? Tichle shana v'kileloiseha. So now that the report has been released, and the report is, it's very possible it came from a human being. So now that we know it is an acknowledgement, now that we don't know, which means we know, now that we don't know, which really means that we do know. So you know what that means? Now we can activate the remedy. The antidotes. Tichle shana v'kililoisa. Chazal say, what? Chazal, you don't think it's not a light matter. Chazal say, why do you read the Teichacha at the end of the year? When you get to this parasha, all of the tzaras that are going on, that are rooted in this klala, out the door. Once we read this, it's over. The koyach of the kedusha of the Torah, by acknowledging that the tsar, the klala, all the problem is rooted in the Torah because of whatever reason, and you acknowledge it and you read it from the kiddush of the Sefer Torah Barabim, Adkai. So this week, I don't like the word, but I'm going to say it anyway, is a segula. It's a segula. The Kriyas HaTorah of this week's parsha, now that it's acknowledged, it's rooted in this week's parsha. Bidei Adam, Adam Hamazik. That's it. After laying is over the Shabbos, Mazel Tov. It's over. Finish. No one gets sick. No one will die. Everyone will be healed. The world will go back to all of the nonsense that we were busy with before this horror came into this world. Okay, let's now discuss something else. The beginning of the parasha deals with bikurim. Okay, what is bikurim? Hakaras HaTov. Farmer, every year he plants, he finds, he goes out into his field and he looks for the produce, the new fruits. And what does he do with the new fruits? He brings it to the Beis HaMikdash in a beautiful basket. And he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he puts it down in front of the Mizbeach, in front of the Mizbeach, and he says, Vidui. How does the Vidui begin? Arami oyved avi. I once told you this word. I don't know if I told you this word during the Friday share, but there's a new point I want to give, a new point, which means a lot to me, and I want to try to bring it out quickly, because there are other things I want to say also. And what does it mean, Arami oyved avi? It means Lavan. Lavan, BK Shrashi says, La'akor esaku. Lavan harami wanted to uproot Gans Klal Yisrael to destroy. Where? Show me the pasuk. All right, now let's hold back to that one for one more. Okay, let's just bring out a couple of points and we'll put everything together. What do you do with the Bikurim? You say Vidui, and then the pasuk says, you take the pears and Vihinachtam Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. You put it down before the Mizbeach. Why do you have to put the Bikurim before the Mizbeach? All of the Kurbanos that we have, you put on the Mizbeach. You offer a sacrifice, an animal, whether it's an animal, whether it's a mincha, whether it's the Nisach Hayayin, Nisach Hamayin. This is the only thing in the whole Torah where you don't put it on the Mizbeach because it's not a carbon. None of the food goes on, it's burnt on the Mizbeach. The food is instead put before on the floor. You put it on the floor. Here's the Negev, the Bimah, the Mizbeach. You have the basket. You put it out on the floor. That's part of the mitzvah. What's going on over here? Oh, my eye. What's going on over here? You put it before the Mizbeach. What do you say in the Vidui? In the Vidui, you mention and you relate history. You're Shoroshim. Arami Oyved of thee. I am a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu, he worked for Lavan. Lavan wanted to destroy us. And then you go on and you say, look what happened. Hashem spared us. Hashem saved Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went back home and then we went to Mitzrayim. And it was Mitzias Mitzrayim before you go through the whole thing. But you begin by making mention of where you come from. I come from Yaakov Avinu. This Mizbeach, and what does it say in the beginning of the Torah? The Torah says, Mizbeach, Vayitzer Adam, Afar Min Ho Adama. Where did man come from? Where does man come from? Rashi says, when Hashem took man, he took earth. Where did he take earth? So first John Rashi is, Hashem took particles of earth from the entire world so that when he dies, any part of the world will be able to bury him, will be able to go back to his roots. Rashi's second interpretation says, no, the earth that Hashem took to make man came specifically from the place of the Mizbeach. That means this Mizbeach is where you come from. This is your roots. Every human being in this world was produced, was manufactured from the earth of this Mokon. There's a big Mizbeach here. This earth here in this location is where Hashem took earth to make a human being. This is my roots, my shorosh, my roots. You want to make an impression on a person. When the person comes, they bring his fruits, which means success. Here I am. I am a successful person. I have bikurim, success. I come here, I take my papers. When a person experiences success, he has a duty to give hakaras hatoiv, not just she'ein ha'kofu toiv, Rashi says, not just to Hashem, but to give hakaras hatoiv to his parents, his grandparents, his great-grandparents, to all of the people who are responsible for his success. Where does your success come from? My success comes from my ancestors. Yaakov Avinu, Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, I'm a product of Adam HaRishon. I'm a product of Yaakov. This Mizbeach, who was offered on this Mizbeach? Avraham and Yitzchak. Yaakov took place on this Mizbeach. This Mokon. What's in the Mizbeach? I don't know what's in the Mizbeach. Earth, that's what we just said. Mizbach Adama Afar Min Hu Adama. So we said you come from this location. This is where you come. Adama Rishon.
You were referring to the earth.
But the Mizbech itself is Adama. And this is the Mokam where Avraham put on the Mizbech Yitzchak. So Avraham is here, Yitzchak is here. Yaakov said, Eden has Zois Asher Samti Matsivo Yihye Beis Elokim. Yaakov Avinu declared this to be, I'm going to be Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being that the entire theme of Bikurim is Hakara Satoiv. When we read the Rashi, Hakara Satoiv, Yav Hakara Satoiv Hashem. That is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. I'm here to be Makir Toiv, to be Baruch Shel Olam, for what he has done for me. Hakara Satoiv, that's it. No, it's not just Hakara Satoiv. The Hakara Satoiv is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hakara Satoiv is for those who made it possible for you to achieve this success. Who made it possible for you to achieve this success? Adam HaRishon. Because that's where Adam was created from, and by extension, you were created from. Who made it possible for you to be who you are today? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham and Yitzchak, they did the Akedah in this spot. Yaakov Avinu said about this spot, and in fact, when you say the Vida, you are declaring Arami Oved Avi. And look now, look, I'm successful. Yaakov Avinu was Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hakara Satoiv is not just the Dibur to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's critical in the Hakara Satoiv, V'hinachtoi Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Elokeh. The Mizbeach is the Hakara Satoiv to where you come from, who made it possible for you to be who you are. That's part of the Hakara Satoiv. And that's one point. Another point is, actually someone showed this to me, very interesting thing from the Yismach Yisrael. Who was that? I don't know who that was, one of the big rebbes, one of the big dynasties, the Yismach Yisrael. And he talks about that the ceremony of Bikurim. A farmer who is Bikurim comes to Yerushalayim with a basket, and when he comes into Yerushalayim, gridlock alert. Everyone stops. You come here to bring Bikurim, they stop and they give you brachos and they escort you and they sing and dance with you. Who's bringing Bikurim? Who? The simplest person in Klal Yisrael. An Adam Poshut, the simplest person who come. It's not the Gedoli Hadar who are doing this, bringing the Bikurim. They're the Beis Medrash. It's not the President of the United States. We're dealing here with farmers. The Pshut they are, the simplest of the simplest. When they come to bring their Bikurim from their farm, from their land, they walk in. Everyone has to stop what they're doing, to stand up and to give them honor, mechabeg them with ceremony when they come to bring the Bikurim. And what does he come and say, this fellow? He says, Arani Oved Avi. That's the first words that come out of his mouth. Arami, Lavan. Lavan or Arami, all people. Love and Arami, a conniver, a wicked murderer. He's a murderer. He's a mamish murderer. He killed his father, Besuah. His own father he ended up killing. I'm a shugana, a conniver. The worst, mamish, the worst of the worst. He was oyved avi. He tried to destroy my father. Okay, very nice. I know it's true, but show me the pasuk. Cite me chapter and verse where Lavan Huarami tried to murder my father Yaakov. Show me. Open up a chumash. I challenge anyone here to find me the pasuk that says he tried to murder. You'll say when he came out, when he left, Yesh Lael Yodi Lasos Lachem Ra. All right, but it's not so explicit. You're going to say because he wanted to kill Eliezer and cancel the shlichus, so then Avram Yitzhak couldn't get married because he might be married to the anyone who. The yeah, they're nice in the drasha.
Love one vacation.
Don't go harm, don't do anything to Yaakov in the Lorach. Okay, in the Chanan, some say that's the pasuk, but I have a better pasuk.
You say Loven Dikei Shlach or something?
Yeah, where? Show me. Cite me chapter and verse. Where in Loven? Lavan Dikei Shlach or show me. I want you to cite me the pasuk that it says that Loven Dikei Shlach or so. I know there are many answers. There are many midrashim. And there are
Yisrael Yadi.
Oh, right. Awesome. That's what he just said. Yeah, Mr. Barth just said. Okay, you're right. Heshi just said that answer. Yesh le'el yodi la'seis l'chem ra'i emesh amar Hashem Eli. Don't go chepe Yaakov mitoy v'adra. All right, not bad, but still not satisfying. I'm sorry, it's not satisfying. So I'll tell you the answer. I'll tell you the real answer. What? These are midrashim. I want chapter and verse. I don't want midrash. I don't want rebels. I don't want rashis. I want the good stuff. I want to hear a pasuk in the Torah that explicitly says, to back up. Where's the evidence? You know, show me the science. I want to see the science. I want to see the numbers. I want the data.
Destroyed my father.
Where? Prove it. Prove it. Okay, prove it. I know by the Haggadah, you'll ask your Anaklach, they'll give you 50 reasons, but I don't like any. I mean, I want a better reason. I want chapter. I have this one. I have the smoking gun. I'm not the chapter of the smoking gun. When he switched, that he didn't try to get Shidduchim. Everyone is like that. Shidduchim, every Shmigga is like that. Just because I have the answer for you. I told you this far, you don't remember the answer. And also, question before you give the answer, and give the second question number two is, what in the world does this have to do with the group? What in the world does this have to do with Yikum Arami Oyved of my Indian Shmita Eitzel Harsina? The answer is, drum roll please. Sure. When Yaakov came to Lavan and he was poor, Alifas took away all his money, and he sat by Lavan for a short amount of time. And then he said to him, Yaakov made a proposal. I want to marry Rachel. So Lavan said to Yaakov, let me think about it. And then he says to him, Toiv titi oisoy loch, mititi oiso leish acher. That is the smoking gun. He said to him, you know, Yaakov, you know what I had in mind. I wanted a Harvard lawyer, Harvard doctor, a Yale lawyer. I wanted someone from MIT. I wanted a different hasadis. You know what I want for my daughter. You don't make the cut, but you know there's a shidduch crisis out there. So you know what? Toiv titi oiso loch, mititi oiso leish acher. You're the best I can get. I'll settle for you. Yaak, he said these words to him every single day of his life. Yaakov, you're not what I had in mind. You're not really what I want. But never for me. This is the best I can get. You're not chosh. You're just a bidi evet. Could you imagine you say to a child every single day he comes into yeshiva, you're a bidi evet. You're just a bidiyavid. So let's just, you know, we'll teach you something and then we'll throw you in the street. You're a bidiyavid, you're a bidiyavid, you're a bidiyavid, you're a bidiyavid. Say that to a child every single day. The child is done for life. A child, the most shvacha child comes into yeshiva. You say to him, you're the best in the world. There's no one in the world that's better than you. You are the best. You're unique. There are things that you can do no one can do. You build up a person. You say to a person, you just garbage, you're a bidiyavid, you will destroy him. Arami oyved avi. Lavan, he said to my father, Yaakov Avinu, every single day of his life, Toif titi oysomach, Mititi or Solit Yeshacha. You're a bidyabe. Know how that destroys a person? That's worse than murder. At least a person dies. You die, I'm a chosher person. I'm a martyr. Well, kill me. I'm not a martyr. I'm just a cockroach. I'm not a martyr. I'm a nothing. Go back to what we just said from the Mismach Yisrael.
So
the mitzvah of Bikurim is unique of all the mitzvahs.
You're doing the right thing.
Okay, it's unique from all the mitzvahs. It's where you give kovod milochim to the pshutayam. What do you give kovod milochim? You don't give kovod. Torah is not giving bad giving kovod. The melech, you give kovod to. You give kovod to the melech. You give kovod to your parents. You give kovod to your rebbe. This mitzvah is a whole ceremony. You go in Misach to Bikurim. A farmer, he deals with the land. He deals with the earth. Doesn't seem to be that the average farmer was the biggest Talmud Chacham. The Pshutayam, people out, they come with a basket of fruit to Eretz Yisrael. The whole Eretz Yisrael shuts down. To new kovod, you come out, they stand up, you know, by chasna. Everyone goes by chasna. What? Everything. When you, a chasna walks down, you stand. Why are you standing off of him? The whole mukar comes from Bikurim. Because when a person comes to bring the food, everyone has to stand up and give kavod to the person who's doing the mitzvah. The whole mukar that you give kavod to a person who does the mitzvah comes from Bikurim. The whole klashal comes to a standstill to give kavod to the farmer. Oh, look what you're doing. They have an orchestra. They escort in the simcha, and he comes to the kohen. Over here, it says in the, I think the Targum Yonasan, he says you give it to the kohen gadol, is the one who does the ceremony.
He would say that at the chasna, people get off with the chasna. They think it's because chasna don't have a melech.
I say the mitzvah.
That's one of the reasons.
It comes from Bikurim.
Right.
You give kavod. So now you understand. Now it fits like a glove. This guy is blown away. Who am I? I'm a nobody. I drive a tractor the whole day. Okay, no, I don't mean it like that, because obviously there's some Gedolei Yisrael who drive tractors. Even a person knows nothing, and he comes to the Beis Hamikdash. Who am I? I'm getting that more covered than the Melech. The Kohen Gadol, it says in Targum Yonasan, the Kohen Gadol is the one that takes. How it's going to have time to do this every single person? I have no idea. But it says the Kohen Gadol, he takes you. He puts his hands under your hands. He waves it together with you. He holds you. And he gives you cover. The whole cloud is watching. Now it makes a lot of sense. Wow, I'm just a little guy. And look how Klal Yisrael gives me cover. Look how far we've gone. Arami, Oyved Avi, my Zeder, Yaakov Avinu. You know what he went through? His Shver said to him every single day, you're garbage, you're a piece of garbage. You're just a B'di'evet. You're a B'di'evet. And here, I'm the real B'di'evet. And look how they tell me the whole day, I'm a lechatim. The Klal Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that even this, the pshutayam, the simplest of the simplest. Look how Klal Yisrael elevates every single person is the Tzelem Elokim. Every single member of Klal Yisrael is the Gadol Hadar, is the Melech. Wow, look how far we've gone. From the Arami, Lavan would say every day, garnish, toiv, titi, oisolach. No, shirach crisis. Who else do I have here to give your her to? You would I want never in a million years would I give my daughter to you. Nebuch. That's what you say to your son-in-law. You say to your son-in-law, you're the best. There's no one better than you. You build up people. You don't destroy people. And that's what Bikurim is all about. Okay, let's go to another idea. In this week's parasha, this is a little bit just a side point. It's very interesting. We find here the word Hayoin appears is at least four times. Four times. Hayoin, the word Hayoin. Hayoin. By Bikurim, it says, Higadati Hayoin. I declare Hayoin today. It says later. Oh, very good. That's not what you say on the Yom Kippur. Very good. You hear it, how you say it seven times. Okay, there you do it seven times. But I didn't really may study the parasha all that well. By Hayom Ta'amtzenu, on the Yom Kippur, Hayom Ta'amtzenu, Hayom Tegadleinu, Hayom to the Shein L'Toiva, the whole, there are seven Hayoms on the Yom Kippur, at the end of davening.
Yeah,
no, only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. At the end of Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say, no, but it's in part of Shemona Esrei. It's in Sim Shalom, before the Shat says, HaMevarech HaSemol Yishol B'Shoyon, V'yatem Alek Masim Pekechem Chayim Kulchem Hayoim. Right, you say, the Hayoim, I'm just reminding you of the book
Musaf. I think it's missing the Yahweh thing, that you put people into everything you have.
There are seven Hayoims.
No, but I think really,
there are only seven of them. Okay, I know, but there are seven of them. Okay, the next one. Over here in this week's parasha, you start with the Bikurim. It says, "Higadati Hayoyim." And you make a declaration. You say, "Bos elakoyna shabi amarta elov higadati hayoyim." Rashi, what is Rashi saying on this word pasuk gimel? He is a drasha. Pam achas b'shem v'lo shtepam. Once a year you do this, but it says with hayoyim today. In other words, hakoras hatoyim. Hakoras hatoyim. The whole meaning of Bikurim is hakoras hatoyim. Hakoras hatoyim must be done every single hayoyim. The next time it says the word hayoyim is Vayitzav Moshe, Vayitzav Moshe, Tavnis HaYardim. And you say the Yerushalayim is there, I lost the place, so where does it say the word Hayom over here? It's, okay, well, let's look backwards. Hayom Shmar, oh, here it is. V'hayah, im Shmaya Tisham, B'kol Hashem, L'tech L'shmar La'asayis, it's called Mitzvah Sabah, Shar Noichi, Mitzavicha Hayoyim. Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Ches, I command you today. Okay, right. Mitzavcha Hayom, Mitzavcha Hashem, Mitzavcha Elyon HaKol. There's no Rashi on this. There's another Hayom. Mitzavcha Hayom. If you will listen to the commandments of today, after the Toichecha, again, the Hayom in the Lois Tishma, the Kol Hashem, Mitzavcha Lishma Lasset, it's called Mitzavcha Lishma Lasset, Mitzavcha Hayom. Okay, then at the end of the Toichecha, it says it a couple of times. I didn't really keep track of the word. But at the very end, it says, this is a very beautiful Rashi. This is a beautiful, beautiful Rashi. At the end of the parasha, Pasuk Gimel, V'loinosan Hashem lochem leiv lodas ve'inayim lirois v'znaim l'shmoya ad hayoyim hazeh. This Rashi is one of the most beautiful Rashi in the whole Torah. Because in fact, this parasha is the most wonderful parasha in the whole Torah because of this Rashi. The whole Torah is very critical. Torah loves to focus on all of the negatives, all of the problems. Mamrin ha'yisir v'mashem miyom daiti yaschem. Moshe Rabbeinu is ranking out Klal Yisrael right and left. There's no end to the Musa. Gesundheit. This parasha, Parashas Kisavoi, is the best parasha. Tamari knows this. The best parasha is parasha. Because this parasha is where Klal Yisrael gives Moshe Rabbeinu Nachas. The only parasha in the whole Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu walks out of this parasha smiling from ear to ear. Rashi says, Shomati, I heard the following tradition. Moshe, when he died on this day, he wrote a Sefer Torah to his own tribe, Levi. Bahu Kol Yisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael came to Moshe and says, Moshe, what did you just do? You gave the Torah only to Levi, to your people, to your chevra? The Amalo, Moshe Rabbeinu, Af Anu Amadnu B'Sinai, V'Kibalnu Es HaTorah, V'Nidna Lan. We also are Mekabel of the Torah. Why you only give the same Torah to Levi? Umo Atam Mashlet Es B'nei Shiftecha Aleha. You're giving them Shlita. We also want the Torah. We also Mekabel of the Torah. The Yom Elon Umo Yom Mach, one day they'll say to us, Lo Yelochem Nidna, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. Lanu Nidna. V'somach Moshe. Moshe had nachas. He had tremendous nachas al hadavar. V'al zois amalachem hayoim hazeh nihiyeh solo. Today is a Yom Kippur. Today that you have shown me that we also want our own Sefer Torah. We also showed me, we also are mekabel the Torah. You have become a nation. You have accepted. It's like Kabbalah Satira. V'al zois amalohem. In these words, v'somach Moshe al hadav. The very end of the parasha, Perik Rashi, Perichav Tes Pasuk Gimel. And he said to the Hayoim Hazeh, he vanti, I understand. Sha'atem devekim v'chafetzim b'mokum. That on this day, you are dovuk. You cleave and you desire b'mokum. Hayoim Hazeh. I'm telling you, Shat and Musa Hatzua, when you say on the Yomim Noiraim, you say at the end of Musa, Viat, I'm going to say in the Nigan, what I'm used to, they do in the Viatem Hadvekin, Bashem Elokechem, Chayim Kuchem, Ayoim. That's the pasuk that is said right before you say the seven hayoyms. Hayoyim ta'am mitzehenu. You go with the seven hayoyms. The seven hayoyms that we say Musaf on the Yomim Noiroyim are preceded with the Pasuk in the Musaf, the Atem hadvekin b'Hashem Elokeichem. You who cleave Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim kulchem hayoyim. And what does it say over here? It says over here, in word of Rashi, Moshe says, look at this word of Rashi, hayoyim hazeh, heivanti, I now understand, she'atem, devekin, by you coming through with a complaint and demanding from me that how can I only give the Torah to B'nai Levi and not to everyone else. He vanti sh'atem d'veikim. V'atem ha'dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Chayim kulchem hayoyim. It's the trigger. That pasuk is the trigger. Hayoyim hazeh of the pasuk at the end of the parsha. Before we begin slichas, the end of the parsha of Hashem lochem lev lodas v'naim lirois v'aznayim l'shmoya ad hayoyim. That's the trigger. We now dwell upon hayoyim. Specifically over here, you become a nation because the fact that Klal Yisrael was mevakish to Moshe Rabbeinu, how dare you not give us the Torah as well, our personal Sefer Torah. The Dveikus triggered an awareness of the Hayoyim. Today is the day. Today is the day I we've given Moshe Rabbeinu Simcha. And all of these ideas is what we focus on the Yom Noyon as a merit for Klal Yisrael. What greater merit can you have for Klal Yisrael on the Yom Noyon than giving Nachas Ruah to your Rebbe, to the Gedolei Yisrael? the manhige hador. The people of the manhige come in the only realm, and the manhige hador are bitter because no one pays attention to them. No one has respect for them. That's not a good thing. Mesomach Moshe. This is the zuchus that we come. And we mention all this. It all comes to life. At the end of Musa, when we were dumb, we were dovuk to Hashem Elokeichem in our history on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death when he gave the Sefer Torah to Levi, and we came and we had tiny son. What are you doing? What about us? And Moshe broke out in a big smile. The Somach Moshe. Ah, now, Taka, on this day, I see you, Taka, part of Klal Yisrael. Atem Adveikim Hashem Elokeichem. Hayoim Ta'amtzeinu. Hayoim Tivorecheinu. Hayoim all of the hayoyims, I don't remember why I said, but you know what I'm saying? This all comes together as a trigger from this Rashi. Okay, running out of time, very quickly, I want to do two more quick things, and we'll end. And that number one is, we have here in this parasha all of the curses. Arur, and they go to Har Grizim, Har Evil, they stay in the middle, and they go and they issue 11 curses. Now this is a good book from Ramayeski, he's not here. There are 11 curses. Each one of the curses begins with the word arur. And if you notice, each arur has an elaborate trump. The time, the first arur is a pazer. Arur. It's an elaborate curse, right? Arur. And then the next one is arur. Okay, zokef gadol. Arur. There's a melody. And then you have a third melody. Arur, arivii. So basically, the 11 curses, each one of the curses is arur, and there's a melody. Either it's the pazer, the first is the pazer, elaborate, or it's the zokeif gogol, or it's the revi. From the 11 curses, only one that does not have a melody. Well, it does have a melody, but the melody is a pashto. Ma'pa. Pashto, just you basically just say it. Arur. What does Pashto mean? It's Pashut. Simple. And which one is that? Arur, curse the person that takes a bribe, a sheikhad, to destroy his friend. Let me read the word. Those words.
Lachas nefesh damnochi.
To take a bribe, to be makim nefesh dom nachi, let me just turn to the page. Person takes money just to, I'll wipe out an innocent man. What's the shot? I believe, and we'll suggest, is that when you have the melody, or it's in disguise almost. The curse, when people do aveiros, you don't see bolts of lightning coming out of the sky, coming together. You know, Hashem gives the person a chance to do teshuvah. It could take generations until it trickles down, until the curse comes. It's always, you know, the curse always can be spun another way. When the trap is a pashto, it means straight and simple. No dressing. It's just raw. It is what it is. There's no greater sin than harming an innocent person for selfish gain. There are a lot of avarice in the curses. A lot of them, you know, the guy will say, what do you want from me? I'm a Baal Taiva. I can't control myself. There are a lot of things. People do a lot of crazy things in this world. They have excuses. Like, well, you know, what do you expect? I'm the Yetzirah. All right, so you know what? We'll give you some time to do teshuvah. The curse. It's a dread. You know, it's a ganze show. You know, it takes time until it trickles down. But there's one thing, it's just, you're going to get it over your head. Just straight out. Poshut. It's just tit for tat. You take money, there's an innocent man in front of you, and someone gives you money, and for a few dollars, you kill him? An innocent person? For selfish gain? There is absolutely no excuse. And the curse is poshut. it is going to come clean and straight. And Rahmana Litzlan, it doesn't just mean money. It means for selfish reasons. Every person is always conflicted. You have a job, you know this is wrong, but if I'm going to do the right thing, I'm putting my job in jeopardy. I know it's wrong, but my superior this, they're all corrupt. And if I don't go along with the corruption, then I'm gonna lose my job. So you basically, you're killing an ish noki for money. It's not cash, it's your selfish reasons. And the Torah says this type of sin is worse than anything else. And the melody says it all. The way the Torah presents it is, it's poshut. In my eyes, Hashem, you will be cursed for this. Other things, Hashem's, I gotta think about. You did this Avera? I gotta think about it. I really wanna curse you. I gotta think about it. There's always like, you know, riving, it means maybe four generations. I gotta think about it. But if you harm an innocent man for selfish gain, you know it's wrong. I come first. It's no excuse. It's poshut, Hashem says. In my eyes, it'll be done. The powerful Musahaska. The Ta'ameha Mikra speak volumes. Last thing I want to say is a bit not controversial, but no, I was reading the parasha. This week, it's not fair just to go like, you know, you read the parasha and then close the chumash, and the world goes on. And there's no correlation between what goes on in the world and parasha shiva. We said it right away today with Corona, the beginning of the year. This week was a horrible week in this country. What happened this whole week from beginning to end in Afghanistan is mamish a busha uchlima for this country that they have not seen in centuries, for decades. I don't know. And like some of the things, not everyone, what? And you know, a lot of today, everything is thoroughly censored. So most people don't know anything really going on in the world. Baruch Hashem, I have a smartphone and I have access to an entirely different world of news that you only have access to when you don't follow the regular channels. And you know, there are interviews, there are videos, things that are just not deniable. And they show you what the whole world thinks of America. And they actually, there's one thing which blew my mind. They had a children's play from another country, basically, like let's say we would have a children's play from Purim here about Chelm, land of Chelm. Okay, the land of Chelm. So they show in another country, Goyish children having basically like in a school, like a Chelm play. Chelm, like, you know, Chelm, my Sechel. And they were just mocking America. And they were quoting one thing, showing that one thing after another. America's like, they're out of their mind. What's going on in this country is out of their mind, one thing after another. America has been so good to us in the history of the world. Klal Yisrael's history. This week is Jewish History Week, okay? It's Jewish History Week. Arami oyved ovi, vayered mitzroima, vayogar sham bimsei ma'at, vayihi sham l'goy gadol otzum gorof. This is Jewish History Week, right? In Jewish history, was there ever a nation that was more kind, generous, hospitable to Am Yisrael like America? I doubt it. I don't believe so. Here, after World War II, then, you know, I'm not saying everything is perfect. No, we're not having Rachmanis on what happened, the blind eye that happened during World War II, during the Holocaust. No one gets it from there. Okay, we're not chas v'shalom coming to promote total forgiveness for crimes against Klal Yisrael. But at a certain point in time, they opened up the gates. Klal Yisrael found refuge in this country, freedom of religion like we never ever had, the ability to mamish whoever we want. It's not to be believed. The support of Eretz Yisrael is not to be believed. You have to be Makar Toiv, where our Karas HaToiv deserve. So this country has been good to us. It's been very good to us. Extremely good to us. Even this week, the Secretary of Defense, he said some very beautiful things to the Prime Minister of Israel. He was very, very, his words were very, very generous. And I spoke, no, I was. And this country now, you read the Toichacha, it's mamish, the Toichacha has come upon this country. One thing after another. I can't have time to go through the Pesukim. You read the Pesukim in the Toichacha. What's the chance that the Bzioinis, the Gush Uchlima, and the Hara of this week falls out against the backdrop of the Toichacha, and you read the Toichacha, Chazdei Hashem, it's not us. But you look at America, you read what it says here, it's like, you know, the metaphors, not necessarily literally, you know, your heart goes out to this country. Like, they've been very good to us, and they're suffering from this insanity that's going on over here. Like, nichnas boy ruach shtus in so many different ways. And it's rachlonis. It's ramash rachlonis. And the Musa Haskell is, the Torah is real. This is not a joke. The Torah talks about Toichacha. This Torah, you see that there is Toichacha in this world. There is, and if we don't do teshuvah, if we don't take the Musar, we're in trouble. Hashem is demonstrating to us, you know, this is not a joke. This is real stuff. You have to connect yourself to what it says and take it seriously and do teshuvah. Now is the season. To Mitzvah Shabbos, V'ashmoyes HaBoikeh. It's the time. It's the time to take the Musa to heart and the teshuva, and with that we will merit bracha, hatzlocha, nachas, Yeshua, and witness very, very soon the bias goel Mashiach. Amen. Selah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of the 3 times the worship.
Chavez.
The name Bach Yisrael is Alexander Rebbe.
Bach Rebbe Levine.
Amen.
I'll try this.